The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our CARE Radio Sports Booster.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to Oskaloosa, everybody. Good to have you along with us. Joseph producing and engineering this evening back in the world-renowned and highly respected CARE Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you here courtside in Oskaloosa for this boys' mid-season invitational tournament. Game two tonight, the semifinals. The winner moving on to face Rossville for the championship tomorrow. It will pit Valley Falls and Perry Lecompton. Good to have you along with us again, everybody. Perry Lecompton comes into the ballgame tonight at 6-2, and a good team with wins over Paola and Jeff West, Nemaha Central, Royal Valley, Riverside, ACCHS, Perry Lecompton out of the Big 7. They are 6-2. Valley Falls, well, I'll tell you what, they are also a very, very good team. Valley Falls, of course, in the NEKL. They are, again, a 6-2 team. Let's take a look at the starters. First of all, for Perry Lecompton, they're going to be starting Tyler Reed and Colton Knapper, Ronnie Baker, Eli Dean, and Aiden Graves. For Valley Falls, it's Hayden Kearney and Damian Cervantes, Zach Evans, Colin Kearney, and Flint Seymour. Valley Falls comes in with wins over Oskaloosa and McLeod, ACCHS, Donovan West, Jackson Heights, and Jeff West. So there you go with all of that stuff. Teams are on the floor, set to go. Hope you enjoy it. The ball is up the tip of the way. Controlled down by the cause. And Perry Lecompton will have the basketball to begin things. Had a nice chat with head coach Matt Simmons before the game for Perry Lecompton. Also a good conversation with head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer of the Dragon. The ball is loose on the floor, and Perry's going to save it. Perry Lecompton High School has taken the opening tip-off. They burned a half a minute off the clock. Now a straightaway shot for three. Hits the back of the rim and very long rebound. It's going to be hauled down by Valley Falls. Valley Falls in a uniform. I love the look. I hate to read the numbers. They are black uniforms with gold lettering and trim, but the lettering and trim is not like foam gold. It is piped around the outside, just outlined numbers. And that gold edging is small and kind of hard to pick up, so sometimes we're going to battle. Here's Cervantes for three. It'll hit the back of the rim with a long rebound, pull back down by Perry Lecompton, who's in the home whites tonight with royal blue lettering and trim. Those numbers are big and bright and easy to read. The three from the left side for Perry Lecompton's Colton Knapper. It's up and good. And Perry will take the early lead in the ball game, 3-0. 6:40 to go in the first. Perry Lecompton back quickly on defense, setting up in a little player deep. Jump Valley Falls with the basketball, works it over to the right side, gets it there to Damian. Cervantes will back away, heels all the way to the center circle, swings it over to the left side. The drive toward the baseline, the player defense for Perry's pretty good. Now, Perry Lecompton's not typically a big numbers school, big numbers team. By that I mean they're averaging low mid-40s in most of their games this season. Santa Falls is going to put more points typically on the board, but right now this Cause defense is doing a splendid job. We're under six to go in the opening quarter, and Valley still hasn't gotten a really, really good look at it. Here's Cervantes with it on the left side, jumps it into the corner, gets it there to Kearney. Hayden will dribble it off toward the top, looking for some help, gets it now to Zach Evans. Zach trying to back in. He's going to be cut off by Eli Dean. Now the ball passed out on top. It's on the floor, and loose and saved back by Valley Falls. They'll bring it back into the fourth quarter, take it down the right side, all the way to the baseline and down into the corner where he's double-teamed, trapped up. And is he going to be out of bounds? Yeah, but it's because of a push, and we will have our first foul of the ball game. It's going to be assessed to Aiden Graves for Payment of Compton. And the Dragons will be putting the ball in play from the near side. 5.5 to go. Opening quarter, 3-0. Here we have Compton. And again, Valley Falls really, really showing some patience. Looking for the shot they want, not rushing anything. They work the ball to the outside. They're trying to get somebody to clear out in the middle, but the defense, again, this player defense is doing a great job staying with the assignment, taking care of the guy they're supposed to be taking care of. Now Fowler will cut across at the free throw line. The ball batted loose as they go into the middle into a lot of traffic. And now three players on the floor and a scrum for the basketball. The jump ball called. And possession is going to go back to Valley Falls. So again, the Dragons are going to be bringing it in. Now with 4:58 to go in an opening quarter, it can get not much less scoring. It is 3-0 Cause. Cervantes looking to do the inbound work. He would like to get it in the middle, but as he tries it, it is going to be batted away. Cause pick it up, and then as he grabs the ball, Colton Knipper slides across the floor. Now, I'm under the impression that's not a really a travel when you're controlling the ball and sliding like that. He's made no effort, no move to stand or take a step with the ball, but still, it's going to go back to the Valley Falls. Dragons will have it out on top. 4:44 to go in the opening quarter. Still 3-0. Here's a 17-foot shot for two. Off the mark. Rebound. Tipped around. Pulled back down. Followed up for the Dragons. No. Rebound. Followed back up for the Dragons. No. Rebound. Here comes Perry the Compton. Tyler Reed sweeps it away. Outlets it down the left side to Colton. He'll bring it out on top to Reed. Left-hander. Got it. Tyler Reed for two. It is now 5-0. At 4:20 to go in the opening quarter. Pair of the Compton out of the Big 7 League with the early lead. Coach Gatzmeyer standing with his bench, arms crossed, watching this thing unfold a little bit. Top side to go. Cervantes will go three. Wide to the right side, and the rebound going to be saved in by Perry the Compton. Here they come. Outlet quickly down the left side. Attack on the rim. Left-handed layup. Missed. That was a shot that could have gone down. Back up with it is going to come Zach Evans. Will feed into the middle. And the running shot by Zach is in. And the Dragons are on the board. It is 5-2 with 3:40 to play in quarter number one. Now the team's gone to the bench yet. Crossed into the fourth court. Thought about taking the three and then pull it back down. Going to look maybe for the better shot. Here's a drive down the left side of the lane. A little bit of a head fake that shook the defender, but the subsequent shot off the mark. And Valley Falls is going to rebound it down, an opportunity to tie. And then, as the ball comes up the floor, they are going to turn it over. A little mishandle of the basketball as they're running it toward the midcourt stripe. Gives it back to Perry the Compton at 3:18 to go in the opening quarter. It is still a 5-2 Cause lead. Perry the Compton High School, right on 24 Highway. You've seen it right there as you come into Perry. Valley Falls in the heart of downtown Valley. Here's a little crossover layup that's going to be up and good. And Colton will have his fifth point of the game. It is now 7-2. Perry the Compton in front. We're at the 3-minute mark of the opening quarter. Pass down to the baseline. It's going to be slapped away and knocked the fence. Touched last by Tyler Reed. So Perry touches it last. And will make the first two substitutions of the game. Coming into the game from Perry to Compton is going to be Zach Essman. And also checking in is going to be Cooper Trindle. Now, the shot's missed. The drive to the other end, and the shot blocked. No foul call. And back to the other end. Here comes Valley driving. Crossover layup. No. Rebound. Pulled away by Perry Compton. Tyler Reed will come up with the basketball. He'll race to the middle. Dumped to the left side. Falling away shot from the left baseline is up and good for Eli Dean. Dean hits the bucket. It is now 9-2. And as the ball comes up court, we're going to get a timeout taken by Valley Falls. Let's do it, Joseph. Taking a break with 2.5 to go in the opening quarter at the Oskaloosa Boys Tournament. It is Perry Compton 9, Valley Falls 2.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good to have you with us here on Care Radio this evening. Joseph, producing and engineering at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Cassidy here, courtside in Oskaloosa, Kansas. Coming out of a timeout, Valley Falls will be putting in a play from deep in the backcourt, and they are going to be met with a full-court press player defense, and it's going to steal the basketball. Here comes Perry, right side, driving layup, top deflected. Nice block down the floor. Cervantes with the block will go coast to coast and is tripped, and we're going to get a blocking foul. It'll be Damian coming to the free throw line for a pair of shots. Crew comes over to the scorer's table and lets us know the foul is going to be on Cooper Trindle. It'll be his first and Perry LeCompton's second foul of the ball game. Valley Falls has yet to commit a foul. And Damian Cervantes at the line for a pair of free throws. It is on its way. Bounces out, no good. One more shot coming up for Damian. Lots of basketball this time of the year going on around the area, and equally a lot of basketball coming your way on Care Radio. Tomorrow, we're going to have the Benedictine Ravens. They will be at Clark University, Dubuque, Iowa. Ladies game at noon, guys game at 2. College basketball tomorrow on Care. Second free throw for Damian is up and in, and it is now 9-3, Perry LeCompton. We're down to the 2-minute mark of the opening quarter. The game moving along at a pretty brisk pace. Here's going to be Colton Knepper, gets it over to the left side. The driving shot is up and in. That was a circus shot by Tyler Reed. 11-3. And now an 8-point lead here in the opening quarter for Perry LeCompton. Connor Falls will drive it into the lane, leaning in. The shot is going to be up and off the backboard and good. Defender trying to stay in and draw the charge, but Zach Evans was able to maneuver around him, picking up his 4th point of the game. It's 11-5. Now Thompson with it is going to be Trindle, kicks it over to the right. The 3-point shot is long, and as it hits the back of the rim, the long rebound is going to be out near midcourt, and in a diving effort to cover up the ball, Colton Knepper is going to pick up his first personal foul, and it'll be Perry LeCompton, team foul 3. Valley Falls has yet to commit a foul in the game this evening. 1:24 to go. Back up court with the basketball. Here comes Valley Falls. Way up top side with it is going to be Hayden Kearney. Hayden hands it over to Damon. Back it comes over again to Cervantes. We're down to a minute to go in the first. Jason's trying to get this player defense to widen out a little, but they've got everybody pulled very, very high. Everyone above the free throw line. Now they'll drive into the middle, find a little daylight, can't get a shot away, have to lob it back out on top. If there was a shot clock, that thing would have gone off a long, long, long time ago. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's a 3-point shot, Cervantes, no, and a rebound, and a foul by Perry LeCompton. A lot of bodies in the air going after that basketball, and this is going to be a foul on Zach Essman. It'll be his first and Perry's 4th opening quarter foul. Jason will bring it in, getting it to Colin Kearney. Carr quickly pushes it out on top. Hayden Kearney works the ball around to the left side. Swings it over to Zach Evans. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. Back out on top, it'll come to Cervantes. Feeds over to the right side of the free throw line. Trying to drive into the middle. It's going to be Evanson who's going to have the ball stripped away from him. Outlet pass up the floor. Nicely stolen by Valley Falls. Back up the floor and they come. Into the lane. Running one-handed shot. Rims off. No good. Rebound is on the floor. It'll be cleared down to the cause. Here's a long pass down the floor. Driving right. One-hand layup. Sweep shot is up and good. The underhand swooping shot by Colton Knepper goes in as the first quarter draws to an end. We're going to take a break here in Oskaloosa. One quarter in the book of game two. It is Perry LeCompton, 13, Valley Falls 5.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
It's so good to have you along with us here on a mid-January Friday night high school hoops. And here's the deal. It is cold outside, 8 degrees here in Oskaloosa. But it's toasty warm here in the gymnasium. And a great, great crowd on hand enjoying high school basketball. 13-5. Perry LeCompton is in front. Neither of these teams very far from Oskaloosa, so the bus ride here tonight is a short one for both of these clubs. Coming out of the timeout, Perry, or coming out of the end of the opening quarter, starting the second, Perry LeCompton is going to have it with the ball in the possession. They'll kick it over to the right side. Graves will dish it over. Knipper will kick it over to the left side. Down for the baseline. The shot for Dean. Good in three. Let me think, that is Esmond. That's Zach Esmond knocking down a three for the first points of the second quarter. And now it's a double-digit lead at 16-5. For Perry LeCompton. 7:27 to go in the half. Valley Falls top side and Cervantes. Little right hand dribble. Cuts over to the right side, working in front of the Perry bench. Now slides down the lane, puts up a running shot that's well off the mark, and on the rebound, two players getting tangled up, and this may be a foul by the Dragons. If so, it'll be on Zach Evans. No. Going to be on Colin Kearney. His first foul, and that's going to be the first foul of the game by Valley Falls. A minute gone already in the second quarter. Eli Dean brings it up for Perry LeCompton. He looks all the way down the left side of the lane, kick it out to Esmond, brings it back out between the circles of Graves. Pulls up from 14. No. Rebound is on the floor, batted around. Calls are going to recover it. A man underneath the rim, all alone, takes the pass, and Esmond picks up his fifth point of the game. It is now 18-5. Perry LeCompton opening up a bit of a lead. It's 6:40 to go. You're in the first half. Baseline three for Valley. Knocking it down from deep, deep from the left side. Give those points to Hayden Kearney. 18-8. Three-point shot can get you back into a game in a real hurry. Here's a cross-court pass. It's batted, saved underneath. The layup, nice movement of the basketball, and an easy pair for Ronnie Baker for Perry LeCompton. That pushes the score down to 20-8. Back again. It's a dozen-point lead. Upcourt pass is stolen. Driving to the right side of the car. So dish it deep into the left corner. Bring it back on top. Go outside the left block. On the floor once. A couple of head fakes, and the shot is up. Rolls across the back of the rim. They're getting his own rebound and putting it back up and in. It's going to be Eli Dean. He's got four. Eli Dean was just not going to relinquish possession of the ball. Never gave up on that play, possession in that play. And pushes his team up now by 14. It is the largest lead of the evening for Perry LeCompton with 5.5 to go in the first half. 22-8. The cause in front of the Dragons. Valley Falls with the ball topside. Cervantes. Damien will have it. A little right-hand dribble now. He will start into the lane. Draws the defense into him. Kicks it back out on top where Hayden Kearney's three-point shot is going to hit the back of the rim. And the long rebound pulled back down by Perry. Perry LeCompton goes all the way to the other end of the floor. And there's contact. They're going to call a block and a plus one as the subsequent shot went up and in. And that was just a smart play. Hayden Kearney's going to be whistled for his first foul of the game. It'll be foul number two of the second quarter by Valley Falls. Coming into the lineup for Valley Falls. Somehow my program is going feet and run away. We're going to take a break. Teams are taking a timeout. We'll come back. We'll get this all sorted out when we return. We got a timeout, Joseph, with 5:09 to go. We're in the opening half of game two tonight. It's all Perry LeCompton right now. Cost 24. Valley Falls 8.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Okay, we're doing a little detective work. I read all the Sir Arthur Conan Doyle stuff, so I can do this. Grant Meyer, the guy who just checked in for Valley Falls. The free throw rolls off, no good. And a rebound saved by Perry LeCompton. So not only have they taken a 16-point lead, they've gotten the ball back, 14-foot shot off their backboard, no follow shot, no rebound. Here come the Dragons. Valley Falls is going to press it into the forecourt. Accelerate, drive, it attacks the rock. The hoop shots up, won't go. And another possession for Perry LeCompton. Santa Falls not particularly patient. Here's a non-patient shot, but it's going to be good. They just kicked that ball outside. Eli Dean says, I'll knock this down. It does. It's 27-8. 4:28 to play here in the first half. Santa Falls with a basketball and around the left side with it. He's going to go Grant. He will drive, shoot, miss a shot. Rebound's going to be tipped out. Rebounding it back down. The shot's going to go up and in for Zach Evans and a plus one. So count the bucket. And the official's turning around to make sure that he's comfortable with calling the foul on Tyler Reed. Tyler's first foul of the game, and it'll be the first foul of the second quarter. Prepare the Compton. 4:14 to play, opening half. Zach Evans knocking down 6 points so far. This one is up. Make it seven. It is now 27-11. And we're almost midpoint of quarter number two. Probably staying with their player defense. Cause working around the outside. Looking into the middle is going to be Knipper. Brings it off now. Top of the key to Eli. Dean will start right, drive left, dumps it over to a player all alone on the block, and Ronnie Baker has his fourth point. 29-11, and 3:40 to go in the half. Perry LeCompton has been very aggressive. They've just swarmed to the basketball. They are a hard, hard-working bunch. Top side with it is going to be Damien. Again, swings it over to Hayden Kearney. Out on top is going to come to Grant. The ball's going to be knocked away from him. And on a headlong dive to try to save the ball in play, Eli Dean crashes into the stands over there. Takes a moment, gathers himself, and jumps to his feet and runs back out of the court. Now he's just, the coach has decided, you know what? You need to come out for a minute. We're going to make sure that all is well with you. And again, that is just indicative of how this team has played. Zach Esman, back in for Perry LeCompton. 3:20 to go and rolling along in the opening half. 29-11. Calls out in front. Dragons with the basketball. Grant with it. pushes it out to Damian Cervantes. Little left-hand dribble, brings it up top of the key. Now they'll dump it over to the left side. And somebody did not flash to the top, and they're going to mishandle the basketball, and it's a turnover by Valley Falls. But Seymour comes out of the game, and Colin Kearney is back in. So you've got Hayden Kearney and Damian Cervantes, Zach Evans, Colin Kearney, and Grant Meyer. Those are the five out there for head coach Caleb Gansmeyer. With 2 minutes and 50 to go in the first half, Cause with the ball with the lead, they're up 29-11. Here's a lob underneath, beautiful entry pass, and the follow shot doesn't go. Offensive rebound is up and in, but they're going to wave it off and say a foul on the floor prior to the shot. So wave that bucket away. And the foul is going to be on Zach Evans. So Zach collects his first foul of the game. And that'll be now three team fouls by Valley Falls. A shot from the left side is going to be up and in for Cooper Trindle. 31-11. Valley Falls finds themselves with a hill to climb and 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Skip pass comes over to the right side. Colin has it. Back out on top of the go. Zach works onto the left side. Beautiful drive into the lane, and the left-hand layup is going to be up and good. That's a play in the bucket they've been looking for a while, and Colin Kearney gets his first point of the evening. 31-13. And as the calls come off the court with the basketball, and we go inside 2 minutes of play in the opening half. Pass over to the right side. The unobstructed three is in. That's Ronnie Baker knocking it down from outside. He's got 7 points, all of them here in the second quarter. 34-13. Minute 45 to go before intermission. Working it up top side. Zach Evans goes right three. Nicely done. Damian Cervantes, his first field goal of the game. And we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout. Taking a break with Coach Gansmeyer. Joseph, in a minute 36 remains to be played in this opening half of game two tonight. To score, Perry Lecompton 34, Valley Falls 16.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Top of the hour, welcome back here to Oskaloosa, Kansas. What, 16 hours from right now? The Benedictine Lady Ravens are going to be tipping it off. We'll have that game tomorrow for you here on K Radio at noon tomorrow. Benedictine ladies at 12 and the guys at 2 at Clark. Looking forward to bringing you those. But right now, we've got a comeback effort that's going to have to be in store for Valley Falls as they're down 34-16. The Cause will bring the ball in. Put up a little baseline jump shot that goes away. Grant Meyer rebounds it down. He'll bring it up the floor himself. Doesn't look real comfortable bringing the ball up, but it's going to be rescued as it gets away from him by Hayden Kearney. Hayden's going to bring it out on top. 1 minute to go in the half. Perry Lecompton's player defense has been really, really excellent. And it's because it's a very active player defense. Not a lot of standing around here. Now as the drive toward the baseline is initiated by Damian Cervantes, the defender who he got beyond, kind of slides down, and Ronnie Baker will collect his first foul of the game. No Perry Lecompton player, nor any Valley Falls player, has more than one foul tonight. So ball putting it in play on the far side for the Dragons is going to be Cervantes. He looks to the backcourt, can't find anybody, and brings it out at the center circle to Hayden Kearney. Valley Falls back on offense. 45 seconds and counting to go in the half. The feed to the free throw line. Driving down to three defenders. The kick comes back out on top. And here's a long three. It's a bit short. And a rebound cleared away by Eli Dean. Barry LeCompton racing back up floor with it. Right side with it, Eli. He not only got the rebound, but brought it up the floor. Passes over to the right side, and as he goes in the middle to take a shot, Eli is going to be fouled. That was that give and go. You get the rebound on one end, bring the ball yourself up the floor, and when you get about to the top of the key, he dished it over to a player on the elbow, but he kept going to the rim. Player on the elbow took it and immediately kicked it back to Dean, who is open for the layup, which does not go in because he's been fouled, and his first free throw will not go in. That foul will, in fact, be the second of the ball game on the Dragons, Colin Kearney. And Eli Dean missing the first free throw, still has 7 points, looking for number eight with 25 seconds left in the first half. This one is up. It won't go either. And a rebound pulled down by Valley Falls, and then they'll lose it out of bounds, just mishandled a little bit. And it'll go out of play into the crowd on the far side, back to Harry LeCompton. These are two good teams. You look at the score and you say, well, you know, it's about a 20-point game, but I'm telling you what, these are both 6-2 teams who have been extremely competitive all year. And for the first time in the game, we're going to see Valley Falls shift to a zone defense, and they're going to go to the 2-3 and quickly force a turnover on a travel by Ronnie Baker over on the right side. So for Valley Falls, going to have to get the shot off in a hurry, putting the ball in play in the backcourt with 6 seconds to go in the half. They'll bring it in, racing into the forecourt. Here they come down the right side. The bomb comes out on top, Cervantes, and here's a really long three. The buzzer is off the backboard, no good, and we're at halftime. We'll be back here in Oskaloosa to summarize the opening half for you. These two teams take to the break. It is Perry LeCompton 34, Valley Falls 16.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Back with you here as the two teams have just exited the floor, going to the locker room for halftime. Perry LeCompton with a commanding 34-16 lead, recapping the scoring in the first half. For Perry LeCompton, this is how well they have played, how balanced a play has been. Every player, they played seven guys, all seven have scored. Leading scorers, Colton Knipper, 7. Ronnie Baker, 7. Eli Dean, 7. Zach Espen with 5. 4 for Tyler Reed. Aiden Graves, Cooper Trindle each with 2. So everybody has scored and very, very balanced with the 3 leading scorers, each with 7. For Valley Falls, 7 is also the score. Rolled up by their leading player, Zach Evans. 4 in the first half for Damian Cervantes. Hayden Kearney has 3 and 2 for Colin Kearney. Fouls are no issue. Actually, only one player on either team has more than one, and Colin Kearney has 2. So fouls, not an issue as we go to the second half here in a little bit. But right now, we're going to take a break. Intermission in Oskaloosa. We'll be back to bring in the second half live between the Dragons and the Cause. But right now, with a halftime score, Perry LeCompton 34, Valley Falls 16. Back we go to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio for another world-class halftime.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on CARE Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, mscnews.net. That's mscnews.net.
Thank you, Neil. That has been very, very important this week. Thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you high school basketball on a Friday night. We will be returning to the game in just a moment. I did want to mention that we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you tomorrow as the Ravens are on the road in Dubuque, Iowa, taking on Clark. Join us at high noon for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m. And, of course, on Thursday nights, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday night. For all the other sports information, I would direct you to our free website, mscsports.net, as the schedule could be a little bit weird for tournament weeks. Anyway, we will be coming back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
Our chief meteorologist, Bill Spencer, bringing the forecast and the fun to the morning show. Wiggles in the jet stream, is that something
yes.
they taught you in meteorology school?
Yes, all the students have to get up in front of class and wiggle, and whoever wiggles the best gets the jet stream award. That's how they kept the classes interesting. Thermodynamics can only go so far.
Catch Weather Talk with Bill Spencer, weekday mornings at 6:45 on the Care Country Morning Petting Zoo.
Taking a look around the area at some of the scores as I have them, Sabetha Blue Jays defeated the Silver Lake Eagles 66-64. It was the Rossville Dogs over the JCN Chargers in boys basketball 57-38 in the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7. In the half, it is Valley Heights leading Donovan West boys 31-21. In girls basketball, I have a couple of finals to report. It was the Donovan West ladies at 53 points over Lynn in tournament play. And so the Centralia girls topped the Valley Heights girls 46-42. And they will play Clifton Clyde in tomorrow's tournament action there in girls basketball. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at that weather eye forecast.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A wind chill advisory remains in effect. Lows dip down to about 10 below tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, 7 above. Partly cloudy skies, tomorrow night, 1 below. Mainly cloudy skies, Sunday, with a high of 30. 37, chance for isolated showers, Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 2 degrees Fahrenheit in Atchison. It feels like minus 12 out there with the winds out of the west, northwest at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity 70%. The dew point is minus 6 degrees Fahrenheit and the barometric pressure on the rise at 30.70 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Kautz courtside momentarily.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, man, we welcome you back. As that happens, they just jump the clock and get things started, and the ball's going to come in play to Valley Falls, and we're getting started with the second half. Welcome back, everybody. After another outstanding halftime by Joseph back in the studio. Joseph, well done, and thank you. Tom Kautz with you here courtside. Valley Falls put the ball in play to begin the second half and immediately turn it over 9 seconds in, and here comes Pair of the Compton. The calls for the basketball, leading it 34-16. Here's a shot. It's a three off the mark. Rebounding it down. That's going to be Hayden Kearney. Valley Falls will run it the other way. Hayden bringing it up the court himself all the way, takes it into the lane, stops from the 14-foot mark, brings it up on top. Here's a three launched and hit. Zach Evans, first player for either team in double-figure scoring. Zach has 10, and it's 34-19 at 7:17 to go in quarter number three. Again, both of these teams come into the game tonight at 6-2. Here's a shot from the top. It's a three wide right, and a follow shot. No! Point-blank putback does not go down. Here comes Valley Falls. Looking to take advantage of this opportunity. The three from the other end missing. And you can see right now, Valley Falls has decided if they're going to get back into this, they're going to have to score some perimeter shots. And they are working toward that goal. 6:46 to go in the third. Hayden Kearney with the basketball. Topside skips it over to the right to Cervantes. Back it'll come to Hayden. Zach Evans has it. Skips back out of top. That's a really long three. And just short on the rebound. We're going to have a foul for behind by Perry LeCompton. I suspect on Colton. It is his second foul of the game. The first foul of the second half by either team. 6:28 to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls to the basketball. Trailing now 34-19. Baseline three does not go down. And the rebound to Ronnie Baker. Perry LeCompton taking it the other way. Baker dumps it over to Eli Dean. Back out of time, it'll come to Baker. Now into the right corner. To Dean with it on top. Swings it over to the left side. That's Tyler Reed with it. A little seesaw dribble on the left elbow. Pushes it off on top. The uncontested three is going to be on its way, and it is no good. Rebound is going to be loose. And here it comes back the other way to Valley Falls. The skip pass underneath and off the block. Too low. The feed will go over to the baseline. Now the shot from the outside is going to be up and no good. Rebounding it back down. The running shot on the other end by Perry, no good. And we had a big collision down at the baseline, and they're going to stop play. 5:50 to go in the third quarter. 34-19. There was a foul in the midst of all of that. And we'll pick that up in just a second as the free throw is up and no good. It's going to be the second foul of the ball game on Valley Falls' Caden Kearney. It puts Colton Knipper at the free throw line, and he will miss the front half, sends a second one up, and will miss the back half. And Valley Falls coming down with a rebound. Third quarter. Valley Falls has come out of the blocks, come out of the locker room. They're out there playing hard and working their way back into this thing. Colton Kearney coming down with that rebound. He'll have the ball deep on the right side. He goes just inbounds, way out on the left. Kicks it out on top to Hayden Kearney. Now they look to go back door and a miscommunication. And the ball's going to get away and go out of bounds. Back will come to Perry LeCompton. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. 34-19. Perry with the lead, with the basketball. They'll go left side. That's Aiden Graves with it. He'll drive straight into the lane and put up the 8-foot jump shot. It's good. 4 points in the ball game for Aiden. And it's now 36-19. Third quarter has been low scoring. That was the first point for Perry LeCompton. Took him about 3 minutes into the second half to put anything on the board. Now here's a feed across all alone. Well done and nicely executed by Valley Falls. And that is the first point of the game for Flint Seymour. 36-21. Bounce pass down to the baseline and Lonnie Baker could not reach it. It's going to go out of bounds. Valley Falls is going to have a back end play. Aiden Graves out of the lineup. Zach Esmond comes back in for head coach Matt Simmons and the Cogs. 4:44 to play in the third quarter. Valley will race into the forecourt. Kearney will go down the right side, and a defender reaches around him in an effort to bat the ball free, but instead, Eli Dean is successful in picking up his first foul tonight. It'll be team foul two in the third quarter by Perry LeCompton. Valley Falls has committed one foul here in the third. Dragons with the basketball deep into the right corner. They'll lob it out on top Cervantes. 4.5 to go. Third quarter, 36-21. Perry stays with that little player defense. Skip pass comes over to the right side and reaching in, looking to prevent Colin Kearney from driving to the middle. We're going to have another Perry LeCompton foul. And Valley Falls has taken a little bit of a different tack here in this second half. Foul is going to be Tyler Reed's second and the third foul of the third quarter by Perry LeCompton. Here's a shot from the left side. Won't go. And we have a foul on the look at the rebound. And it's going to be another foul, I think, by Perry LeCompton. It will be another one on Tyler Reed. And I would be surprised if he does not come out of the game. Here he goes. Cooper Trindle comes in. Tyler Reed will check out. 14 fouls for Perry LeCompton with 4:18 to go in the third. And for Valley Falls, a real opportunity here. Perry LeCompton continues to foul. And Valley Falls is afforded some opportunities to score with no time getting away and get themselves right back in this thing. Trailing right now, though, 36-21. Valley brings it in, and Hayden Kearney is going to have it up top side, swings it over to Zach Evans. Zach back on top to Hayden. And Perry LeCompton said, okay, that player defense has gotten us in a little foul trouble. We're going to change that. They go back to the zone. Here's a feed across, and the layup is going to be up and good. Zach Evans with a dozen points now. 36-23. Valley Falls battling back into this game with 3 minutes and 50 to go in the third quarter. Perry LeCompton running a little motion. All alone on top. There was a shuffle to the feet. That was a travel. No whistle call. Now from the baseline left. 3-point shot way short. Rebound, Valley Falls. Coming up with the basketball, it's going to be Hayden. Kearney will bring it into the forecourt. First weaving to the left, now cutting to the right. Drives into the lane, turns, spins, shoots off the mark. Rebound underneath for Valley Falls. Push out on top. 3-point unobstructed shot. No. Rebounding it down off the miss is Perry LeCompton's Cooper Trindle. Coop comes down with a basketball, and up the floor with it is going to be Eli Dean. He'll dump it over to the left side. Esmond with it in the corner. Comes off on top to Ronnie Baker. 3:11 to go and rolling along in the third. 36-23. The feed inside, the ball batted away, saved underneath, the shot up, missing. Rebound, Valley Falls. Here come the Dragons, they're running. They've got numbers 2-on-1. Going in, coast to coast, the shot is up. Valley Falls player knocked to the ground, and another Perry LeCompton foul. As they come over to the scorer's table, we will be told Eli Dean collects his second foul. Coming to the free throw line, a couple of shots for Hayden Kearney. First of which is short. One more shot coming up for Hayden, 36-23. Perry LeCompton in front. They have scored only 2 points in the third quarter. This free throw, perfect. 36-24. As we go inside, 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Perry LeCompton comes up the floor trying to find some second-half offense. Back over to the right side is going to be Knipper. No room for him. Gets it to Baker. Baker topside. It goes to Esmond. Mess handles it, but is able to go back and retrieve the basketball. The drive to the left side. And the Valley defense has really stepped it up a notch. Now the ball batted away. It's going to be saved by Perry. Here's a set shot for three off the screen. Rims out, no good. And on the rebound, over the top and a foul from behind. And that's got to be on Cooper Trendle. And Valley will put it in play. No. This is not a player control foul, so this is going to be shot. And for Valley Falls, again, opportunities at the free throw line to cut further into the Perry LeCompton lead. 2:21 to go in the third quarter. Coach Simmons for Perry LeCompton, putting a couple of players at the scorer's table. The first of two free throws in and out. Santa Falls is going to need to take advantage of every scoring opportunity. That's Flint Seymour up there right now, looking for his third point of the game. One more shot coming here for Flint. And that one is good. It's now 36-25. And the Cause, who had led by as many as 21 in the second quarter, well, that thing's been cut about in half. It's now an 11-point ball game. 15-foot turnaround jump shot. Nicely done. Putting that one up and in is Eli Dean, and he leads his team now with 9 points. 38-25. And now we've got a Valley Falls player who goes hard to the floor, gets up, and his teammate puts a shot up, but he may have to come out of the game. He's coming up the floor, kind of cradling his right wrist. The bucket was there by Hayden Kearney. You're keeping your scorebook at home. Perry's baseline shot on the right side is up, and it's not good. And a rebound taken away by Valley Falls. Here come the Dragons on the run. With a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Driving shot is up, rejected, knocked out of bounds, and again, players end up on the floor. Perry LeCompton players complaining that they were pushed away. And the official is going to come over to the scorer's table and let us know that the whistle is going to be on to Cooper Trindle. It'll be his third foul tonight. So for Perry LeCompton, Cooper Trindle and Tyler Reed with three fouls apiece. And again, to the free throw line will come Valley Falls. It's Hayden Kearney. Shot's good. 7 points now for Hayden Kearney. It is 38-28. Cause are going to bring Knipper back into the game. One more shot for Hayden. It is good. So he hits them both. And it is now a single-digit lead for Perry LeCompton. And Coach Simmons is going to take a timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, with a minute 26 to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls putting up a comeback. It is Cause 38, Dragons 29.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
bringing you action from the Oskaloosa Boys Midseason Invitational Tournament. It's game two of the night, and with a minute 26 to go in the third quarter, Valley Falls, who has trailed by as many as 21, is now within nine. Perry LeCompton took that time out to circle the wagons a little bit. They'll put the ball in play and bring it into the forecourt with Eli Dean. Dean goes left side. Valley Falls sticking with that player defense. It's worked well for them. The ball gets knocked free. It's rolling around on the floor. Saved by Perry. Now driving into the lane. The finger roll shot. It is up and good. Nicely done by Aiden Graves. Graves collecting only his sixth point of the game. Pushes the score now to 40-29. Inside the last minute of the third quarter. Zach Evans for Valley Falls will jump it over to the right side. Hayden Carney has it deep in the corner, and the ball is going to be slapped out of his hands and knocked out of bounds by Graves. Comes back into Valley Falls from deep, deep out on the left side. 45 seconds left in the third. If Valley Falls can take this game to the fourth quarter in a single-digit game, they'll be in a pretty good spot. Here's a shot from the top. It's a three. No. Rebound underneath to Perry LeCompton. Aiden Graves. He stepped his game up here in the third quarter and has come down with that long rebound. Brings the ball up the floor himself. Swings it over to the left side. Now the feed back underneath to Graves on the give and go. Turn shot is up. No good. Clearing it down is going to be Zach Evans. Here comes Valley. Zach Evans goes coast to coast. Little bunny step. Up and in. Zach Evans for two. Evans has seven in the first half. He's got seven already in this quarter. Now we're 7 seconds to go in the third. It's 40-31. Into the lane, 14-foot shot, up, no good, and that will take us to the fourth quarter. We've got a timeout on the floor here at the Oskaloosa Tournament, and Valley Falls is coming from behind. The score, as we take a break, Cause 40, Dragons 31.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
We got a technical foul that occurred during that break at the end of the third quarter, and we've had two free throws just now hit, as you can hear the cheers in the background. Two free throws hit by Hayden Carney. So what was a 40-31 score? We go to the fourth quarter, 40-33. Welcome back, everybody, to Oskaloosa. Joseph producing and engineering in the KR Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couch at the court side. And the teams are huddled up around their coaching staffs. The officials are huddled up at the center circle. And we have, that was a technical on the Perry LeCompton bench. Coach Simmons expressed his displeasure with the call at the end of the first, the third quarter. And the officials coming over to the scorer's table and talking to them. We're at the top of the stands. The official scores, of course, down at the floor. And this is just making sure that everything is being properly recorded. Here's what happened in the third quarter. I mean, you want to cut to the chase? Valley Falls outscored Perry LeCompton 17-6. And that's how you get back into a ball game. It's now 40-33. Perry LeCompton is already out of the court. And Valley Falls is going to have the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Coming off that technical, and I'll bring it into midcourt. Calls start in the 2-3 zone. Here's a three for Valley. It's online perfect. And look out. Here comes Valley Falls. Zach Evans with a three. And now we've got an official timeout, and the officials are going to come over and discuss something. It is 40-36. Remember? It was a 21-point Valley Falls lead. Now, the question is, the technical occurred officially at the end of and during the, at the end of the third quarter. So it was going to be third quarter. Now, the question is, was Valley supposed to have that possession coming out of the third quarter. So they're over at the scorer's table now, getting everything squared up, lined up. And that three-point shot by Zach Evans is good. It does count. We're at 7:47 to go in the ball game. It is a ball game. It's a four-point game. 40-36. Aaron Compton now clinging to what was once a 21-point advantage. They're now up by four. Their first possession of the fourth quarter. And the ball comes out on top to Eli Dean. They'll go back door to Dean. Kicks that over to the baseline. Here's a three. On its way. Nails it. And the pair of the Compton fans coming alive. Ronnie Baker with his 10th point of the game. 43-36 Perry. 7:24 to go. There's a lot of basketball left. 7:24 to play in the game. Fowler with it on the left side to Zach Evans. He'll go for another three. Halfway down. No good. Rebound. Tipped around. Saved by Perry LeCompton to the backcourt. Here come the calls. Down the floor, Eli Dean. Back off on top. It'll go to Kniffer. He will go in, go up, miss the shot. Rebound tipped out. Pulled down by Damian. And Cervantes brings it up the floor. Kicks it over to the right side. There's a block. No, oh, they're going to call the offensive foul. Officials coming over to the scoring table. They are calling an offensive foul on the other end. And Zach Evans will collect his second foul of the game in the first. Fourth quarter foul for Valley Falls. 6:50 to go in the game. It's 43-36. Perry LeCompton pushes back up by seven. Here's a three, looking for the double-digit lead, and there it is. Ronnie Baker, he has hit back-to-back threes for Perry here in the fourth quarter, and he has scored more in the first, as much as the first minute and a half of the fourth quarter as Perry scored in the entire third. We got a timeout by Coach Gassmeyer. Joseph taking a break at 6:34 to go in the game. Perry LeCompton 46, Valley Falls 36.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Basketball continues tomorrow on Care Radio as the Benedictine Ravens are going to be in action on the road at Clark University. Ladies game at 12 noon in the Benedictine guys after that about 2 o'clock. So college basketball doubleheader with Benedictine tomorrow. Right now, though, this game is considerable doubt. You'd have thought at halftime, maybe it wasn't so much in doubt. 21-point lead for Perry LeCompton, but Valley Falls has battled back, has cut it to as little as four. The back-to-back threes for the cause have pushed it to a 10-point game. 46-36, Valley Falls coming out of the timeout. We'll put the ball in play. Over to the right side, but it is going to come Hayden Kearney. To player defense now for Perry LeCompton. It's back to what it was early in the ball game. And now, as he drives it out on top, Zach Evans is going to be calling for palming the ball over. It will be Perry LeCompton basketball. And so, for Perry, what they had done early in the game to establish that big lead, and that is the just tenacious player defense. That's what's working for them again, as they've changed to that here in the fourth quarter. 6:10 to go in the game. Perry with the basketball, a wide open three. That one does not fall, and a rebound cleared down by Valley Falls. Dragons up the floor with it. And now the ball is going to be knocked free from Stone from behind. Going the other way. The layup. Nope. And a foul, yes. It's going to be on Cervantes. Damian will collect his first foul of the evening. Coming to the free throw line for Perry LeCompton will be Eli Dean. Eli with 9 points tonight, but he is 0 for 2 at the free throw line this evening. And we're at 6 minutes to play. The first of two. No. He's now 0 for 3. Eli Dean, 9 points in the game. His team's second leading scorer, but having a rough go at the stripe. He'll eye up the second one and doesn't get it either. Rebound up high to Zach Evans. Here comes Valley Falls. Dragons with the basketball down 10 and 5:55 to go in the game.
Around to the right side with it is going to go Hayden Kearney. Pulls up his dribble, goes into the corner. Cervantes for three. Can't get it to drop. Perry LeCompton with a rebound. Cleared away again by Eli Dean. Eli not only coming out with a rebound, but will bring the ball up the court himself with a little right-hand dribble, crossing at the center. Now works his way over to the right side, kicks it to the elbow, back out on top. It's going to come. Playing a little catch with Ronnie Baker. Now Baker from the left side. His three-point shot blocked, and they're going to say he traveled with it before the shot as he was backing his foot up to square up. It's going to be Valley Falls basketball from midcourt to the far side. 5:26 to play in the game. It'll be Damian Cervantes to do the inbound work. Hayden Kearney to bring it up. Perry LeCompton picking up that player defense at midcourt. Kearney will glide over to the right side, plays off the screen. They'll have to switch off on him. Kick it back over to the left side to Colin Kearney. Colin turns, spins, shoots, misses. Rebound in the middle is up. The follow shot doesn't go, but a foul. And that's going to bring Zach Evans to the free throw line. Zach could not get the bucket, but is coming to the line, and that is going to be foul number four for Perry LeCompton's Tyler Reed. Free throw, short. Zach Evans had only taken one other free throw in the game and hit that one. He's got 17 so far tonight, and that went in and out no good either. Rebounding it down, Perry LeCompton. Ronnie Baker clears down the board, and Coach Simmons of the cause calls for a timeout. We're going to take a break, Joseph. We got a great finish coming your way here with 5:05 to go in the game tonight here in the Oskaloosa Tournament. It is Perry LeCompton 46, Valley Falls 36.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Coming out on the floor is going to be Perry LeCompton, and they're going to have Aiden Grade. He'll do the inbound work. He'll be bringing it in the backcourt to Eli Dean. They're out there with Ronnie Baker, Tyler Reed, and Colton Knipper, the starting five for Perry LeCompton on the floor. For Valley Falls, you're going to have also their starting five with Flint Seymour and Colin Kearney, Zach Evans, Hayden Kearney, and Damian Cervantes. Little backdoor pass, and the layup blown, but the follow is going to be up and good. Ronnie Baker missed the shot, but was right there to get the putback. Makes his team a 12-point lead at 48-36. And we've got 4.5 minutes to play. Valley Falls can ill afford to find themselves trailing by any greater score than this. And the pass into the middle is batted away, and in the process, Ronnie Baker collects his second foul of the game. 1, 2, 3. That is 4 3-fouls. 3 second half, fourth quarter fouls. Not halves, quarters now. The ball comes in. The shot goes up. The shot is good. Give that bucket to Colin Kearney and his fourth point of the game. Back to a 10-point contest we go, 48-38. 4:10 to go. Now the ball's going to be stolen. Kearney will bring it down the floor, lose the handle on the dribble as he tried to break it down, and back up the other way with it is going to come Perry. Look away pass from underneath. The layup misses. Rebound tipped out. Valley pulls it back down. Now these two teams running madly up and down the court, putting up probably some ill-advised shots. Here's a running three, top of the key. Boom! The bucket by Hayden Kearney. He's got 13. And it's 48-41. 3:40 to go. Top side of the basketball. Perry LeCompton and Ronnie Baker playing it between the circles. Now the ball's going to be batted out of the hands of the right side. Feed into the middle. Little bunny hop and a charge. Oh, they're going to call a block. as he reels backward and lands on his back, I thought, in the process of that, that Colin Kearney had drawn the charge, but instead, it'll be Ronnie Binker coming to the free throw line, and that is the third foul of the game by Colin. Free throw, it's good. Ronnie Binker, he is having a great fourth quarter. He had 7 at halftime, scored nothing in the third quarter, but he's already got 9 fourth quarter points. And 10. Matter of fact, Ronnie Binker has all Perry LeCompton's fourth quarter points. It is 50-41. We're down to 3:20 to go. Driving into the lane, Zach Evans, power move and scores. Zach with 19 now. And it's 50-43. The ball's going to be knocked away from behind. Stolen by Valley Falls. Here they come off the steal. Zach Evans pulls up from 13. He hits it in a plus one for Zach Evans. Fans for both teams on both sides of the bleachers here on their feet as these two teams are going back and forth and nose to nose. That'll be foul number 3 by Eli Dean. It's going to be Perry LeCompton, team foul 3 of the quarter. And the free throw will not go in. Rebound, Valley Falls. The pass in the middle is going to be batted away. Here we come up court with the basketball in a 50-45 ball game and 2:45 to go. Perry LeCompton with the ball, leading it now by 5. Way out top side with it is going to be Ronnie Binker. He's been the guy for this team. He'll lob it to the baseline and overshoots his teammate, Tyler Reed. It's going to go out of bounds back to Valley Falls. Coach Gansmeyer on his feet, telling his team, keep up the intensity. Let's keep this momentum. And now it comes up with Zach. Evans has it, left elbow. Slides off the screen. Goes right. Cervantes will go 3. Boom! Another long 3 for Cervantes! And it's now a 2-point game. What a comeback. It is 50-48. 2:15 to play. This volleyball team was down by 21 points in the first half. Over to the left side. The shot goes up. And before the shot, we're going to have a whistle. We're going to have a foul. It's going to be on Valley Falls. Let's see which of the Dragons picks this up. It'll be Zach Evans, and I have him for 3. Yes, it'll be team personal foul 3 for Zach. It'll be Valley Falls team foul 4 in the fourth quarter. Collins will be putting into play at their offensive baseline. 2:05 to go. It comes in. The 3 is on its way. No. Rebound, Dragons. And on the rebound, the Collins come in late and commit a foul. The foul is going to be on Perry LeCompton's Tyler Reed. And not only is it a foul on Tyler, it is the 5th foul on Tyler Reed. He is going to foul out with 2:01 to go in the game and end the night with 4 points, which he scored in the first quarter. Officials coming over to the scorer's table and making sure, okay, both teams have 4 team fouls. So for the last 2:01, we're shooting free throws. 50-48 cause. If Valley Falls hits a bucket here and Tizer takes the lead, this place is going to come unhinged. Cross the timeline. Here comes Zach Evans. Accelerates, drives right, goes in, goes up, draws a foul. The whistle's going to be on Colton Knepper. It'll be his 3rd. So Colton Knepper with 7 points in the game. He scored all of his 7 points in the opening quarter. It's a line, Zach Evans. Jack missed his last 2 free throws. Doesn't miss that one. It's now a 1-point game. 50-49 with a minute 50 to go. And now 21 points, Zach Evans. We're tied at 50. A minute 47 to play in the game. Here comes Perry LeCompton with the basketball over to the right side. It's going to be Zach Essman. He'll swing it over to the left to Knipper. Out on top, the 3. Got it! Big-time three-point shot, Ronnie Baker. And Ronnie Baker has all 13 of his team's fourth-quarter points. Evans for three. No. Rebound. Tipped around. Cleared away by Perry LeCompton. With a minute 20 to go in the ball game, the Cougs have the basketball. Into the forecourt, it's going to be Aiden Graves. He'll slide it over to the right side. I'm not sure Perry's going to shoot again. We're down to a minute 10 to go. They have the ball, leading it by three. And Coach Simmons taking a very, very good timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. 1:08 to play in the game. Perry LeCompton, 53, Valley Falls 50.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
The Valley Falls at the starting five. Hayden Kearney, Damian Cervantes, Zach Evans, Colin Kearney, and Flint Seymour. For Perry LeCompton, it is not the starting five because Tyler Reed is fouled out. But Colton Knipper and Ronnie Baker, Eli Dean, Aiden Graves, and Zach Essman out of the floor. The ball comes in. Here comes Perry LeCompton. They have the ball. They have the lead. And now they have 1 minute left in the ball game. They'll swing around to the left side, take it on the wing. When will Valley Falls commit a foul? Will they commit a foul? I hear Coach in the background. Coach Gassmeyer yelling to his team. Back over to the right they come, and they're going to just run in motion. They're looking to burn time off the clock. 40 seconds to go in the game. Perry holding onto the ball with his three-point lead, and there is going to be a collision up top side, and there's going to be a foul against Valley Falls' Hayden Kearney, his third. And at the free throw line, Perry LeCompton and Aiden Graves. Now, Aiden, 6 points tonight. He's over one of the free throw line. Long, hard look at it. It is up. Yes. That'll make it a two-possession game. And Aiden Graves is the first guy not named Ronnie Baker to score in the fourth quarter. We've got 40 seconds to play. Ronnie Baker, 13 points in the quarter, 20 in the game. The second free throw misses. Rebound, Valley Falls. Here come the Dragons. It is a 54-50 ball game. 34-33. 32 seconds left. Valley needs two scores to the right side. Here's a three. No. Rebound. Cause. Perry LeCompton coming down with the basketball. They're still in the backcourt. And finally, there's a push. There's a foul. The foul is going to be on Zach Evans. It will be his fourth. But that is probably of less consequence than the fact that we're down to 21 seconds to play. And it's going to be Eli Dean coming to the free throw line. Eli up there in the fourth quarter is 0 for 2 at the free throw line, and that one is good. That one is maybe a less consequential one than the next one. That makes it a 5-point game. This one, in and out, no good. Valley with a rebound. It is 55-50, and we're going to get a timeout. Coach Gassmeyer taking a break, setting the final motions for the fourth quarter final seconds. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what they've come up with, and we're going to take a break, come back, and we'll find out. 17 seconds to go in the game tonight. Here are the Compton 55, Valley Falls 50.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
There are so many fans in this gym from both of these schools. Neither school is probably over what, Joseph, 20 minutes from here? So traveling to this game has been no issue, and it is the second game of the night, so everybody had a chance to arrive here this evening, and they have been entertained with an incredible game. That's on Pierre LeCompton. Just explode to a 21-point lead in the first half. And now I've seen Valley Falls battle back, tied the game at 50. But scoring on the last couple of trips up court, it is now a 55-50 game. The cause of stretch lead. Here's a long NBA three. It's off the mark. Rebound underneath, followed up, missed. Rebound tipped up, over the backboard, missed. Rebound, they're going to say it was over the backboard. It's going to go back to Pierre LeCompton. The cause are going to escape with a win here tonight. 6 seconds to go. Coach Gadsmeyer not happy with the call of the ball going over the backboard, but it did land on the top of the backboard. Cause are going to be putting it in play. And pressure, and finally, here's the foul call. It'll be the fourth of the game by Hayden Kearney. But probably a little too late with 4 seconds to go in a five-point game. We will walk once again to the far end of the court. And coming to the free throw line for Pierre LeCompton is going to be Aiden Graves. Aiden up there a moment ago hit the first, but not the second. He's going to have a couple of more opportunities right here. This one, short. So the best he can do is make this a six-point game, which is still a two-possession lead with only 4 seconds remaining. One more shot coming up for Graves, and doesn't get it. Rebound. Here comes Valley Falls up the court. Half-court shot at the buzzer, off the rim, final score, and a thriller tonight here in the Oskaloosa Tournament. Pierre LeCompton hangs on. Cause 55, Dragons 15. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
We're back with you here in Oskaloosa, Kansas. As fans are packing up and getting set to head out here this evening, they have been entertained by a tremendous game between Pierre LeCompton and Valley Falls. The cause leading by 21 points in the second quarter, only to have Valley Falls put together an incredible comeback, tying the game with a minute 47 to go. But Pierre LeCompton scores the last 5 points of the night and win it 55-50. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for Pierre LeCompton, who moves to 7-2 on the season. The cause, Ronnie Baker. He had 7 points at halftime. He had 7 points at the end of the third quarter. But he scored 13 of his team's 15 fourth quarter points. Ronnie Baker with 20 tonight for Pierre LeCompton to lead the cause. Also in double figures, it was Eli Dean with 10. It goes in to 7 apiece for Colton Knipper and Aiden Graves. 5 tonight for Zach Espen. Tyler Reed had 4-2 tonight for Cooper Trindle. For Valley Falls, tell you what, your Union State Bank Player of the Game, Zach Evans. Don't know how much more you could have asked out of the young man. 21 points. Led all scorers tonight for Valley Falls. Zach, 21 points. Also in double figures, it was Hayden Kearney with 13. 7 in the game for Damian Cervantes. It was a 6-point night for Colin Kearney. Flint Seymour contributed 3 as Valley Falls points came only from their starting 5. Well, tremendous, entertaining night here in Oskaloosa, Kansas. So happy that you were able to join us for them this evening in the opening game. It was Rossville getting by Jefferson County North, 57-38. Game 2 tonight, Perry LeCompton, 55, Valley Falls, 50. Again tomorrow, we're going to drag Joseph right back here, and we're going to have him engineering again tomorrow, producing, doing all that stuff, as it'll be the Benedictine Ravens. Ladies game at noon, the guys game at 2 o'clock tomorrow. The Ravens at Clark University, Dubuque, Iowa. Join us for those two. Hey, thanks for having joined us. Stick around. Joseph, I think you've even got the high school basketball scoreboard show coming up. So it's all good stuff, man. Can we greet you tomorrow? More Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts here in Oskaloosa, Kansas, saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.